It's the dictionary.
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 It's the dictionary. Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. This is episode F127, and let's talk about the words. Let's just do it. The first word in this episode is pronounced either flesh or flesh. Flesh or flesh. It is spelled F-L-E-C-H-E. There's an accent on the first E, and it looks like it's the, I think it's the grave accent that goes pew, down, up on the left, down on the right. Flesh. This is a noun from 1848. The synonym is spire, but especially a slender spire above the intersection of the nave and transepts of a church. Did I read all that correctly? I think so. The nave and the transepts of a church. I've heard of the nave. I have not heard of the transepts. The church has these things, and it also has a flèche, which is a spire. This word is French. It literally means arrow, so long and slender, like an arrow. From Germanic origin, akin to the Middle Dutch vlieke, which also means arrow, and also from Old English fleogon, which means to fly. To fly? The arrow is flying? But the spire, the flesh, is not flying. Sure, why not? Something that's flying, it's an arrow, it's a flesh. Well, let's see, what sound effect shall I make today? Usually I figure this out ahead of time, which I didn't. Well, because we had something that has to do with an arrow flying, we're just gonna go pew, because that's always a fun sound to make, isn't it? Yes, it is. Of course it is. We all know that. The next word is fléchette, or just fléchette. It is just like flèche, but we added a T-T-E at the end. Noun from 1915. I would think it is a very small spire. It is a small dart-shaped projectile that is clustered in an explosive warhead. Whoa. It is dropped as a missile from an airplane or fired from a handheld gun. Okay, well, I think we're getting a little bit more of that arrow flying connection, shooting it like an arrow, but this one goes boom. A big boom. A cluster and explosive warhead. Oy, oy, oy. It's French, from the diminutive of flèche, which means arrow. Although I don't think, would the French have said flèche? Or would they say flèche? I don't know. But yeah. A flèchette. It sounds so nice and fancy for something so terrible. Pew! Next is the first form of the word fleck, F-L-E-C-K. This is a verb, a transitive verb from the 14th century. Number one, the synonyms are streak and spot. As in, white caps flecked the blue sea. They're spotting it, streaking it. Just little flecks, but it's the verb. It's the verb, so they're being... The sea is flecked with white caps from the waves that maybe some people are surfing. Number two, to color as if by sprinkling with flecks. As in, his wit is flecked with sarcasm. I appreciate that wit. I don't feel like I'm as sarcastic as I would like to be, or as I am in my head. I don't think I let enough of that out. Do I feel like it would be mean or something? Maybe. Some people don't feel that. They just let their sarcasm fly. Their wit is not flecked by sarcasm. It's stock full. One of those words. By the way, that was a quote from James Atlas. James was talking about somebody whose wit was flecked with sarcasm. There's just a little bit of sarcasm here, a little bit of sarcasm there. Sarcasm for you, sarcasm for me. Everywhere there's sarcasm, but just little flecks. Let's see, this word is a back formation from flecked, which means spotted. Makes sense. From the old High German fleck, which means spot. And the old Norse flecker, with two Ks. So we're going to talk more about that, like this next word. Did I get everything? I think I did. It's the second form of fleck. Noun from 1598. Number one, the synonyms are spot and mark, as in a brown tweed with flecks of yellow. Little dots of yellow. Number two, the synonyms are flake and particle, as in flecks of snow drifted down. The They Might Be Giants song Particle Man would have a different flow if it was Fleck Man, does everything that a fleck can. Doesn't work so well. You need those extra syllables. Flecks of snow drifted down. I don't know. Sometimes maybe there's a little flecks of dandruff falling down on my shoulder. Next is fledge. F-L-E-D-G-E. This is a verb from 1566. Intransitive, there's just one of those. It's talking about a young bird. Remember, this is the verb. It means to acquire the feathers necessary for flight or independent activity. Also, to leave the nest after acquiring such feathers. The bird is fledging, getting the proper feathers to go flippy-flappy flying. And then when it leaves, that's also called fledging because it has acquired the feathers and it is time to leave the nest and go live as an adult when it's probably just a few months old, maybe less than a year. Okay, now we have transitive. Number one, to rear until ready for flight or independent activity. So the adult bird is fledging the young bird, teaching them the ways, feeding them, doing whatever they can. Feeding them is the biggest thing. Teaching them some skills, I assume. But really, it's kind of waiting until they grow up enough to have those proper feathers. And then when they do, they're like, okay, now go fly. Pew! I'm going to push you out. I'm fledging you to fledge and get out of my house so my nest can be empty so I can have more babies. Number two, to cover with or as if with feathers or down. When you dress up in a costume that has feathers, you are fledging yourself. I mean, it's just a scientific fact. Number three, to furnish with feathers. And the thing that you are furnishing with feathers could be an arrow. Maybe a flèche. Putting the feathers on an arrow. So this very much seems like this word fledge is related to flèche, and it has to do with feathers. Let's look at the etymology, shall we? We're gonna take our eyes down right now. Okay, this word, fledge, which means capable of flying. Now, it doesn't say what language that came from, but it does say Middle English, fledge, with two G's, from Old English, fly, F-L-Y, C-G-E. It's interesting that the word fly is in there. It is also akin to the Old High German fluky. Is that what that word is? Fluky, which means capable of flying. From Old English, fliogan, which means to fly. And there's more at the word fly. Okay, so it wasn't feather specifically. It was all about flying. Flying through the breeze, I'm flying with my feathers and my arrows. I don't know why I'm flying with arrows. So yeah, fledge. It's all about preparing to fly. That's what it is. Now we shall go to the next word, which is related. Pew! That's how fast I fly. I go pew! Fledgling is next. Noun from 1830. Number one, a young bird just fledged is a fledgling. So I guess that means that the fledgling is ready to fly. They have their proper feathers. They have found them at the feather store. I guess I would have thought that it's before they're ready. They're fledgling because they're going through fledging, maybe. But, you know, it has just fledged. It just fledged the nest. Number two, an immature or inexperienced person. You're just getting started. You're green. You're new at the company. You're a fledgling. I'm so not a fledgling. Although I'm not entirely experienced in many things. Number three, one that is new, as in a fledgling company. Yep, that's, we just use this word for anything that's new, young, getting ready, getting into it. That's it for fledgling. Fledgling. Pew! Now we have flea. I guess my sound effect works well for flea as well. This is F-L-E-E. Verb from before the 12th century, starting with intransitive. Number 1A. To run away, often from danger or evil, and the synonym is fly. So I wonder if this is related to fledge. Seems like it would be. You are running away. The things that you are often running away from are danger or evil when you're using the word flee. You are probably not... If you're running away from something nice, which I don't know why you would be running away. If there's a puppy, why are you running away from the puppy? The puppy is probably not dangerous or evil. I'm sure there are some. There are some, but they're rare. It's not like you're running away from things that make you happy, that make you feel safe. Why would you run away from those things? You would want to stay with those things, get cozy with those things, hang out with those things. But it's things that are dangerous and evil you want to flee from. 1B, to hurry toward a place of security. I don't like it here because here there's something dangerous or evil, but over here, this is where my security is. My security blanket, my house, my shelter, my people. So I'm fleeing towards them. Away from that, towards that. Yeah. Now we have... number two is... To pass away swiftly, the synonym is vanish. But the definition makes it sound like you're dying. To pass away. I don't think they're talking about dying. Most people, when they die, they don't vanish. They're not Yoda or Obi-Wan or Mark Hamill. I was going to... Luke Skywalker or other ones. I think it's just to leave the scene, just to literally vanish. Maybe some vapor flees. I don't know. Transitive is... To run away from. The synonym is shun. I don't like that. I'm shunning it. I'm going to run away from it. I'm getting out of here. I'm out of here. I'm fleeing. This word is from, let's see, anything interesting. Go all the way down to Old High German, fliehen, which means to flee. That's it. This word just means to flee. Flee is flee, and flee is flee. And now... I'm going to run away and make the sound pew. The next word is the first form of the word fleece. F-L-E-E-C-E. Noun from before the 12th century. Number 1A. The coat of wool covering a wool-bearing animal. And an example of that animal could be, yes, you know it, it's a sheep. It's interesting that it says the coat of wool covering a wool-bearing animal. So it's like, it's a little redundant, isn't it? But I guess, do they have to call it out? I don't know. The animal that is coated in wool is bearing wool. It's fleece. Why isn't it just called wool? What's the difference between fleece and wool? I don't know. When do you call the stuff on a sheep wool? Do you call it wool when you take it off of the sheep? What do we call it on the sheep? It's not fur. It's not hair. I mean, it's hair, but it's not. We don't call it hair. Do we call it wool, fleece? What do we call it? Why am I confused about this? 1B. The wool obtained from a sheep at one shearing. I don't know why it can't be just all the shearings. You're taking fleece every single time. The sheep fleece, the fleece of a sheep. But why, again, what's with the change in name? Number 2A, any of various soft or woolly coverings is fleece. Any of them, all of those woolly coverings are fleece. Number 2B, a soft, bulky, deep-piled, knitted or woven fabric used chiefly for clothing. I guess, I mean, I don't know my fabrics. I'm not a fabric expert. Everybody thinks I am, but I'm not. So I guess fleece is just wool. But what makes it fleece and what makes it wool? I know all of you fabric experts are going to come at me. Okay, let's see. This word is from Middle English fleece with just an S at the end, from Old English floss, akin to the Middle High German fleus, or vlius, I should say, with a V, which means fleece, and perhaps to the Latin pluma, which means feather or down. Well, that's just a different thing altogether. Feather and down, that's from birds. I don't think we should be taking it from the birds, but we do. People do. So feather and down is from birds, and wool and fleece are from sheep. And I like how fleece and sheep have a long E sound together. So how did we get from one to the other? Where they were just like, well, this comes from an animal and it keeps us warm and we can make stuff out of it. These feathers and down. So we're just going to, you know, transition it to be fleece as well. So fleece came from feather because it's a thing that an animal grows that we take. Okay. Any more? Yes, we have. Number 2, the second form of fleece is a verb from 1537. This is just transitive. Number 1A, a strip of money or property by fraud or extortion. Oh no, it says to strip your clothes? No, to strip of money or property by fraud or extortion. So you are using fraud or extortion to take someone else's money or property, so you are fleecing them. And whoa, isn't that interesting? We can directly connect this to the person taking the wool from the sheep. You are using force to take their stuff away. Now, what happens if you just leave the sheep out in the wild? I mean, I know that there's stories of ones that go out there and then they find them and then they've got feet and feet of matted wool on them, or whatever that stuff is called. But the wild sheep, I don't think that happens to them. What is going on with sheep, the wild sheep, compared to the domestic sheep? The domestic sheep, does their body get used to the shearing every whatever month? I don't know how often they do that. Does their body get used to that and then they don't know how to do it naturally? Do the wild sheep have a different genetic code that makes it so they don't grow too much? Does it stop growing? Does it some of it fall off? What is going on with sheep? Okay, so that was all about stripping money and property by fraud or extortion. Fleecing. Don't fleece me. I really don't want to be fleeced again. 1B is to charge excessively for goods or services. So you're not literally using fraud or extortion, but you're just charging way too much for something, and people are going to be like, this is extortion. Like, not literally. I'm not breaking the law. I'm just charging you more than I probably should. You're fleecing me. Quit with your fleecing. Number 2. To remove the fleece from, the synonym is shear. Shearing the sheep, fleecing. So you can say fleecing the sheep. Fleecing the fleece. Number three, to dot or cover with fleecy masses. To dot or cover with fleecy masses. Well, we actually are going to see fleecy just in a mere moments. So let's go on to... Now we have fleeced. Fleece with a D. Adjective from 1580. Number one, covered with, or as if with, a fleece. As if with a fleece? It's like a fleece, maybe it's feathers. It's kind of like a fleece, not really. Covered with a fleece. You have been fleeced. I'm so fleeced. I fleed from over there, and I went over there, and I fleeced myself because I wanted to feel very safe and secure. Number two is talking about a textile, and it is having a soft nap. Well, we are not literally talking about a snoozy nap, although it sounds like it would be. Maybe you can have a soft nap under a fleece, so you'd be doubly fleeced. But no, a soft nap is a specific term for fabrics and stuff. And so the textile is fleeced because the nap is soft. Pew! Now we have fleecy. F-L-E-E-C-Y. Gotta move this over a little bit. Fleecy is an adjective from 1590. This is covered with, made of, or resembling fleece, as in a fleecy winter coat. So yes, if we go back to fleece, the verb, to dot or cover with fleecy masses. These masses of things I have, just piles and piles, they are made from fleece. They resemble fleece. They're covered with fleece, so they're fleecy. It's just so very much fleecy. I think that was pretty obvious. I was hoping it was going to be something different, but it wasn't. To dot or cover it with fleecy masses. I am confused by the phrase fleecy masses, though. Is this a term that people use when they're talking about fleece? Masses of fleece? Covering things with fleece? Fleecing? Fleecing with the fleecies. Okay, now we got to move on to... Pew! Fleer, F-L-E-E-R, first form. This is an intransitive verb from the 15th century. To laugh or grimace in a coarse, derisive manner. The synonym is sneer. Fleer and sneer. Another synonym is the word scoff. Ha ha ha. I scoff at you. Laugh or grimace in a coarse, derisive manner. So you're not being maybe so respectful with your fleering? I mean, I've heard of sneer and scoff. I don't think I'm so familiar with fleer, but maybe we should bring this back. Fleeringly is an adverb. This word is from Middle English flerian, of Scandinavian origin, akin to the Norwegian word I don't know how they would pronounce it, flire, flyer, something like that. And that means to giggle. To giggle? That's a good word, though. To giggle. So I guess I wouldn't have expected giggle and this definition to be connected, but it's all about laughing. I fleered you. The second form, was there anything else? Yes. The second form of fleer is a noun from 1604. A word or look of derision or mockery. So you don't need to laugh. I assumed it would just be the laugh is the fleer. No. A look or a word of derision or mockery. What's a look of mockery? No, you're mocking somebody else. I mean, the face that I made, you can definitely mock. Mockery. Like, I'm so much better than you. I'm mocking you. This is my fleer face. Or derision. You're like, I'm looking down on you. That's what this all is, I think. Pretty much. A word or a look. Oh, you stabbed me with your fleer. quit fleering me. Okay, let's move on to another word. Pew! It's our last word. It's the word fleet. F-L-E-E-T. This is the first form. It's a verb from before the 12th century, and we are starting with intransitive. Number one is obsolete. The synonym is drift. Maybe just drifting in the ocean, fleeting in the ocean. That's not so much fleeing. Fleeing is fast. Fleeting seems to be slow. Number 2A is archaic. The synonym is flow. And I still would like to get Gintz on my podcast to talk briefly about his movie Flow, which now is an Oscar winner. 2B, to fade away. And the synonym is vanish. Fleet, fleeting. Number 3 is to fly swiftly. So a bird, a fledgling bird might be fleeting through the air, flying as fast as it can go. But if it's a fledgling, maybe it's not so good at flying. So maybe it's flying slowly and not swiftly. Now we have transitive, which is to cause to pass, usually quickly or imperceptibly. And the thing that we are causing to pass is time. Time! So how do you cause it? You're fleeting time. Maybe when you are having fun, you are fleeting time because you're so distracted. And it's like, oh my God, it's been 17 hours. Where did the time go? It was fleeting. You're causing it to pass usually quickly or imperceptibly. I have no idea that the time passed so fast. So fastly, so quickly, so swiftly. Okay, this word is from Middle English, fleten, from Old English, fleotan, which is akin to the Old High German, fleozan, which means to float. Drifting, floating. I think we're going to see more floating stuff in a bit. From Old English, floan, which means to flow. So yes, again, we got this water connection, floating, drifting, flowing, fleeting. Okay. We now will do one more form of this word, and the last form will be in the next episode. Pew! It's the second form of fleet, noun, from the 13th century. Number one, a number of warships under a single command. But specifically, an organization of ships and aircraft under the command of a flag officer. One officer, one country, one organization has control of all of these things. These ships, boats, airplanes, all of them are the fleet. The fleet. Number two, the synonym is, we have two? It's the 2A and 2B definitions for the word group, a group of things, but especially a group, as of ships, planes, or trucks, operated under unified control, pretty similar to number one, but number one, I think, is more about the military fleet. Number two is more about just an organization, has all of these things at their whim that they can send out. Just down the street from where I work, there's a company that has a fleet of trucks that all have the same branding, you know, their name, their logo on it. They have a small fleet of trucks. I don't know how big their fleet is. I do see them around town a lot, actually. Okay, this word, it's slightly different etymology. It looks very similar. Old English fleot, F-L-E-O-T, which means ship. Also fleotan, which we saw in the previous one. It really came from the idea of floating, flowing, drifting in the water to a thing that does that on the water, that floats on the water, a ship. And then it just got expanded to a whole bunch of them. That's it. That's a fleet. Okay, I think that's all I had to say. I don't have anything else to say about fleet. Nope, I don't have a fleet of anything. I have feet. Yeah. Okay, today we had flesh, flechette, fleck, fleck, fledge, fledgling, flea, fleece, fleece, fleeced, fleecy, fleer, fleer, fleet, fleet. The funny thing about going through this alphabetically is that you don't, it's not a rhyme. You don't get rhyming words, but you get a lot of words that have the same start, which I don't know. I know there's a word for that, but I don't know what it is. So they're not rhyming, but they're pre-rhyming. And it's just fun to say a whole bunch of words that start with the same sounds usually. So which one do we like as the word of the episode? Which one do you like? You are always free to let me know via email, voicemail, whatever it is. Let's see. I mean, yeah, there wasn't really anything jumping out at me. I don't love the idea of fleece because it comes from animals, and I don't know how well the animals are treated. I don't know. It's a business. It's a business. Let's see. Fleet. I got nothing for fleets. Fleer, looking, laughing, derisively, in mockery. This is a hard one. This is a hard one. I don't love the idea of flechette, because it's a projectile on a warhead thing. Got nothing about fleshes. It's in a church. I don't go to the church. I don't know. Let's just pick fledgling as the word of the episode. And of course, the brain goes to the same type of musical thing as usual. And so let's try and do something different. I'm flying out of the nest. I'm a fledgling. Look at my wings go. I'm a fledgling. Oh, I can't fly so good. Whatever. It was fine. All right. Let's talk about another movie. I only got a couple left. I gotta watch more movies, I guess. Maria. That's the next one that we watched. This is the movie with Angelina Jolie. She plays a real-life person, Maria Callas, who I did not know about, a very famous opera star in the, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And it's the story of her last week before she died. And I don't know how based in reality it is, or nonfiction. I mean, I know that, you know, she would have had a last week, and I'm sure that, you know, a lot of the characters are probably accurate, but, you know, the things that she did, the things that she said, I don't know if we know if those are accurate or not. It seemed like she had some mental health issues going on, and she was taking some drugs to work on that. And yeah, just seems like an interesting person who was like worldwide famous at a time. At least if you knew opera, you knew her. But yeah, it's an interesting, and it was shot interesting. Like it looked like it was visually from that time period, and it was in Paris, so that was beautiful. Anyway, worth a watch. I don't know anything about her. Now I know a little bit about her, I guess. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking this out. Please let the people know if you have comments, questions, whatever. Email me, DM me, send a voicemail, do all those things. You can join the Patreon for $1 a month, which will get you early episodes. And you can buy some merchandise. You can watch this on YouTube if you're not already, if you want to see the visuals that I do. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.